We invite our elders to come and prepare to serve. The bread and the cup, reminders of what Jesus came to do, why he came. He drank the cup of wrath of Almighty God against my sin so he could put in our hands the cup of salvation. Absolute forgiveness for every sin I've ever committed, I ever will commit. Freedom from guilt, from shame, from condemnation. Freedom to stand in the presence of a holy, just, almighty God. No longer in fear of judgment, but on the other side of judgment. My judgment happened at the cross. Now I stand accepted, welcomed, loved. If you received that gift, you're welcome to remember with us the body of Christ, what Jesus did, what it cost him, so that we could enjoy today what we enjoy. If you've not received that gift, right now is a great time. Simply cry out. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to Jesus. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I recognize I will never be able to pay off the debt I owe. You paid it in full. I received a gift. We'll serve you bread and juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, reminders of his blood poured out on the cross to wash us clean, to make us new. If you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is only and completely in him, take, receive, hold that, reflect on what he did for you when we've all been served as the body will take that together. Thank you, Jesus, that the cup of wrath that was in the hand of Almighty God, the just judge, you took. The cup that I should have drank, you drank to the dregs. On the cross, you took my place. So that today, we as your church, your people, can hold up the cup of salvation and call on the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for the infinite price you paid. Thank you for the salvation that you purchased for me. Thank you that your mercy is rich and your grace is great and free. We receive with thankful hearts a gift from your hand. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to wash this sinner clean. Drink.